limping into the All-Star break, barely scratches the surface of how the Detroit Tigers have done so far this season. Detroit was luckily rained out in Cleveland on Sunday, but the Tigers have lost 8 of the last 9 games heading into the midway point of the season. They've also sent top overall prospect Spencer Torkelson down to AAA Toledo. The Tigers' season resumes on Thursday with a doubleheader at Oakland. The White Sox are in a great position heading into the All-Star break. The White Sox are 46-46 and trail Minnesota by just 3 games in the AL Central standings after an 11-0 win over the Twins on Sunday. Sox ace Dylan Cease allowed only 1 hit over his 7 innings, as the Sox have won 4 of their last 5. The Sox season resumes on Friday at home against Cleveland. And the Cubs salvage the final game of their 4-game series with the Mets with a 3-2 win on Sunday at Wrigley. Nico Horner's RBI single in the 8th inning was the difference. After the break, the Cubs will be at Philadelphia on Friday. Of course, the Home Run Derby is tonight, and the All-Star Game is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Dodger Stadium in L.A. WNBA from Sunday, Brianna Stewart had 25 points. Jewel Lloyd and Tina Charles added 15 each, as the Seattle Storm beat Indiana 81-65. Indiana has lost 9 straight and are a league worst 5-22 this season. Melissa Smith had 15 points in the loss for the Fever. Australian Cameron Smith is the winner of the 150th British Open. The 28-year-old from Brisbane was 1 shot better than American Cameron Young and 2 shots better than Rory McIlroy. Smith birdied 5 straight holes to start the back 9 and finished with a final round total of 64, the lowest final round score of any champion at St. Andrews. The LPGA was in Midland, and Jennifer Kupcho and Lizette Salas closed with a 9-under-61 in best ball play to win the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational at Midland Country Club. They shot a 26-under-254 total and finished 5 shots better of second place Matilda Castron and Kelly Tan on Saturday. And Sunday in Midwest League Baseball was West Michigan with a 5-4 win over Wisconsin in 10 innings. Lansing beat Fort Wayne 3-2, Quad Cities with an 8-7 win over Great Lakes, and the South Bend Cubs beat Peoria 3-1. There are no games tonight in Midwest League Baseball. In fact, there are no Midwest League games until Friday. Midwest League, along with the rest of minor league baseball, has the week off for the midsummer break, with no actual All-Star games taking place. For more sports and the scores from last night, the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on the station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, July 18th, I'm Dave Wolfe.